the man who had talked your child into doing this? And would you feel that he had coerced, by your definition? Would you coerce your child to prevent him from taking the dope? What would you do in a circumstance like that? Do you know? You don't have to have an answer for every conceivable act that might take place in this world, but I think that the one I've just used as an example is pretty indicative of the type of thing that can happen in the world in which we're living. And unless you know now what you would do in that kind of circumstance, what your dividing line is to give you an immediate course of action to follow, then you're not prepared to face the crisis, any kind of crisis that might come up. It isn't enough to say, well, my child wouldn't do that. It is possible, and besides, if you don't have an answer for this, you probably don't have an answer for a lot of other things that are much more possible. These things have to be decided now. You may not find the whole truth this minute for the whole of your life, but since these things can happen at any time, you must have your morality thoroughly understood so that it doesn't have to be decided in the moment of crisis. The reason a person falls apart in the middle of a crisis is simply because he doesn't have a clear-cut standard upon which to act. But he thought he did. He thought he knew what his standard of morality was. He had accepted some dogma, whether religious, conservative, libertarian, or whatever, but it isn't really his. So he can't unhesitatingly apply it when the chips are down. He's afraid. And why? Because he doesn't know for sure the kinds of consequences that these acts are going to bring. So he's afraid of what is a pure unknown at that point. Yet it's one he could have thought out for himself before if he'd taken the trouble and respected his own mind enough to make it the judge and said to himself, you decide, not somebody else. You determine what kind of consequences come from these acts and decide now how you would then respond to the crisis. Don't tell me that it isn't always possible to act rationally in time of a crisis. It is possible. If you really believe all the garbage that you've been orating all of these years, if you don't believe it, then of course you will fold up in the time of crisis, because all the things you said about what is right and what is wrong will have no meaning whatsoever, and you will suffer for it when the time comes. But if you really know and believe the things you've been saying, you will not fold in the time of crisis, because you'll know exactly what you have to do, because you'll know the kind of consequences you want, and you'll know the acts that will bring them. And, of course, that is the time when you need that morality the most. That's when you need to understand your code of conduct so thoroughly that you can act without having to sit down and take a day to think it out. You may be shaking like a leaf at that moment, but you'll act. And you'll act to do what you know has to be, because for you there would be no other conceivable alternative. Because you've thought this out in advance, you know what the consequences are, and you know you don't want those consequences, you want these. And there's only one course of action that will bring them. So no matter how much you're shaking outwardly, no matter how emotional you appear to be at that particular time, you will still act, and you will act from the basis of your rational mind. And you won't have to come back afterwards saying, I hated to go against my principles, but in this case I just had to do it. You will have acted in complete accordance with your principles because they will have been formulated with this possibility in mind. They will have taken into consideration the possibility that you might be faced with this kind of a crisis. Would you steal if it were the only possible way to save your life? That's an important question. One of two values, your life or your honesty, has to rank supreme. You cannot make them co-equal. So what would you do if you were faced with that as the only two alternatives? You were faced with a possibility of, you would be faced with a position that you either steal or you die. What do your principles tell you about that? I'll tell you what mine say, but this only applies to me, of course, and it might stimulate some thinking in your mind that would lead you to what you feel. But mine tell me that I would steal before I would die. But I wouldn't attempt to justify it thereafter by saying that I had to do it, my life depended on it, because the justification is totally meaningless and has no validity whatsoever. I will choose my life as the higher value. But I won't kid myself into believing that that's the end of the question simply because I had to do this in order to save my life. The reason I don't steal is because I don't like the consequences that come from stealing, and I know that stealing brings bad consequences. Now, just because my life depends upon my stealing at a particular crisis is not going to eliminate the bad consequences that come from stealing. They will still follow just as surely as night follows day. So it will be of no satisfaction to me at that time to say I had to do it to save my life. I will be in for a terrible price, one that is second only to death itself. Do I want that? Of course.